open your Bibles tonight to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, we're going to look at verses 1 through 4 this evening. We have so much to be thankful for, and we want to be challenged tonight to give thanks. I love that we have a holiday in this nation set aside for giving thanks. It saddens me to know that so many in our nation don't really know who to give thanks to. But we do. And it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. If you're able, let's stand together to honor God's Word. Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4. And the Word of God said, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you are and all that you've done for us and all that you've promised to do. Help us, Lord, to give thanks tonight, tomorrow, and every day that you give us breath. May we use that breath to praise your dear name. Please help me to preach now by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you convict hearts here tonight. Lord, convict us when we fail to give you thanks as we should. And may we always utter your praise and give thanks to your holy name. And Lord, I pray that if there's one here who is at the age that they understand good and evil, they know when they've done wrong, and they can understand in their heart tonight without Jesus, they'll spend eternity in hell. And you've convicted their heart about salvation. I pray if there's anyone here tonight who's never been saved, that tonight would be the night they would repent of their sin, believe on Jesus, and call on you, and receive the gift of eternal life tonight. And for all who are saved, Lord, I pray that you would just convict us and challenge us and help us, Lord, to be thankful people today and every day. Please help now, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I told you before that I'm not always, I'm just not one of those half glass full kind of guys. You know, I'm kind of a negative person by nature, and to be honest with you, this thing of giving thanks is not really my forte. It's not in my nature, but I think if you're honest, all of us in our human fleshly nature, it's not natural for us to give thanks. As a matter of fact, some people are really, really negative. There was one guy, he said, "I'm like a walking economy." He said, "My hairline is in recession, my waistline is going through inflation, and together they're pushing me into a depression." And some people are like that all the time. They're just negative. Things aren't ever good. They're just always something to grumble about and complain about. But I want to just challenge you tonight with what it says back there in verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing. And when you start giving thanks unto the Lord and singing His praises, it changes everything in your life. Did you know when you start giving thanks, your bad attitude starts to go away? You start giving thanks and finding those negative things, they just start to kind of diminish and altogether vanish. When you start giving thanks, things just get better and better and better. And when your attitude gets better, you get joy in your soul, and that becomes infectious, and you have a positive impact on other people. So why don't we give thanks? Maybe some of us just like to be grumpy. Some of you might be afraid you won't be able to be yourself anymore if you start giving thanks. But I'm here to challenge you tonight that it's a good thing to give thanks. If you're going to take notes tonight, you can write down, number one, the direction of our thanks. The direction. You'll notice in our text it says, unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. It says, and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And he goes on to say, thou Lord. You'll notice that this psalm is not directed out there to nothing. It's not just to good fortune or to fate or to good luck or anything like that. No, this giving of thanks is directed toward God Almighty, the Most High God in heaven. I wonder about it, honestly. There are a lot of atheists in America today, and they're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, and they're going to get around the table and talk about what they're thankful for. I wonder who they're thankful to. You ever wonder that? Who does the atheist give thanks to? I mean, if he's the man of the house sitting at the head and he's looking at all the food that he bought out of his checking account, is he just giving thanks to himself? I mean, is he giving thanks to the government because they let him keep a little bit of his money so he could buy some groceries? I mean, who is it that he's giving thanks to? Hey, listen, tonight we need to keep the direction of our thanks in the right direction, in the right place. We give thanks unto the Lord. Unto thou, O Most High, our Lord God in heaven. I want to give you a lot of scripture references tonight. Just some great verses about giving thanks. So if you're note-taking, I'll give you those. You can write them down and study them out. But 1 Chronicles 16:35 says, "And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise." Listen, he's the one that saves us. He's the one that delivers us. And when we give thanks, we're giving thanks unto the holy name of God. You know, I think it's pretty awesome. In the Old Testament, they didn't really know the name, but we know the name. We worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's just something about that name. And when we sing about his name, when we praise his name, when you pray and give thanks to his name, that moves something in your spirit. It moves something in your soul. And it moves something in the Spirit of God. Psalm 75 and verse 1 says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." And our God is not a God that is afar off, but he is a God that has become very near unto us because Jesus became one of us so that he could save us. And we can praise his holy name. Now, it's easy in this setting tonight with God's people in God's house to give thanks to the name of God, to give thanks and praise the name of Jesus. But I want to challenge you to always give thanks to him everywhere you go and around anybody you're around. Some of you work in places where the name of Jesus isn't appreciated like it is here. Some of you work in places or go to school in places where if you praise God or you pray publicly and give thanks for your meal and do things like that, people might make fun of you or look down on you. But I just want to challenge you that we need to give God credit all the time. Amen. The direction of our thanks. Number two, the motivation for our thanks. The motivation for our thanks. And if you look through our text, we read, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a psaltery and a harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." There's a lot in this about why we ought to give thanks and the motivation for our thanks. But just realize it's about who he is. He is the Lord. He is the Most High. He has given us loving kindness. He has done many great works for us. And we can triumph because of the work of his hands. There's a lot the Bible has to say about giving thanks. But I want you to listen to what Helen Keller said. Now, Helen Keller was born able to see and hear. But she got sick when she was very young and lost both her hearing and her sight, and yet through a whole lot of work was able to learn to communicate and even to speak. And I want you to listen to what she said. "So much has been given to me that I have no time to ponder that which I don't have." So much has been given to me that I don't have any time to ponder that which I don't have. Hey, listen, we ought to consider all that God's done for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 30, the Bible says, "For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks?" And I think about the Apostle Paul, and he talked about that which he gave thanks. There's some things we ought to be thankful for. I think we ought to be thankful for our freedom. I think we ought to be thankful for our clothes on our back. But most of you don't just have clothes on your backs. Most of you got a closet full of them. And dresser drawers stuffed full of them. I think we ought to be thankful for the food that we have to eat. I think we ought to be thankful for our modes of transportation. I think we ought to be thankful for our houses that we have to live in. I think there's a lot of things that we ought to be thankful for. Amen. We are so incredibly blessed in the world today, and we need to be thankful for all that God has given us. I don't think we just need to be thankful for things, but we ought to be thankful for others as well. 1 Thessalonians 1:2 says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." And he goes on to say in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Man, we ought to be thankful for one another. We ought to appreciate one another. Are you thankful for your family? Do you appreciate your family? Sometimes family are underappreciative of one another. How many of you, you understand where this has come from. How many of you ladies are pretty much, you're a cook? I mean, you're a cook. You like to cook, and people like your cooking. It's okay. You don't have to be modest about that. How many of you are not the cook? Not the cook, and people don't really get excited about your cooking. Okay, some honesty here. Well, there was a lady that was kind of like that, and she wasn't a cook, and they very rarely, she didn't cook a big Thanksgiving dinner, but one year she decided she was going to try. And so she cooked a big turkey and a big dinner and had worked really hard on it, and she got her husband and her sons together, and she said, "Now listen, I know I'm not a very good cook, but we're going to try this. I'm going to bring the turkey into the dining room and set it on the table. We're going to try it. And if it's not any good, we'll just get our coats and we'll go eat dinner somewhere else." And so she disappeared into the kitchen. She came back into the dining room and found her husband and her son sitting at the table with their coats and their hats on. Some people don't appreciate others the way that they should. Hey, listen. Let me just give you guys a hint. If your wife or your mom or your grandma or anybody slaves in the kitchen all day to cook you Thanksgiving dinner, you eat it and act like you love it. Amen. I'm not encouraging you to lie, but you don't have to say anything. You just act like it's great. Amen. Find something nice to say about it. Amen? Because you ought to appreciate somebody. You ought to appreciate their effort. You ought to appreciate the fact that they cared enough to even try. Hey, listen, we ought to be thankful for each other. I told you it's in my nature. I'm always kind of negative, and I'm that way about people. I'm sorry, but I am. And it's something that I got to work on because I want to see the good in people. I want to find what somebody's doing good or the effort they're putting forth that's good. And I want to see that in them and encourage that in them. And I think we're supposed to do something like build one another up in the church. Listen, we got the world and the devil to tear everybody down. Why don't we make this a place where we build each other up? Amen. And in your family, let it be a place to build one another up. Amen. Give thanks just for that, for the things, but give thanks for one another. And then I can't pass this up. When you study your Bible about what you give thanks for, there's something that God has given us that over and over is just declared in the Bible. And it's this. In 1 Chronicles 16:34, we read these words for the first time. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Listen, what an understatement that God gives us in his word. He's good. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Listen, if not for the mercy of God, we would all spend eternity in a lake of fire. Right. Everybody get that? And we need to let that sink in for just a second. I mean, if you've ever tried to contemplate hell and the lake of fire and the torment that is and realize how horrible it is and terrible it is to be separated from God in that painful darkness for just a second, but to imagine being tormented in that lake of fire for all eternity. And if not for the mercy of God, that's exactly where we would all end up. Amen. The mercy. It's when God does not give us what we deserve. There's some of you that have taken this up, and I try to apply it. When somebody asks me how I'm doing, I try to remember to say better than I deserve. Amen. Why? Because God's merciful. And His mercy is not just for a little while. His mercy endures forever. And in case you missed it the first time, 1 Chronicles 16:41, He gathers a bunch of people together to give thanks to the Lord because His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 106 and verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Again in Psalm 107 and verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. 118 in verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. And in verse 29, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136 and verse 1, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136 and verse 2, Psalm 136 and verse 3, Psalm 136 and verse 26, and over and over and over and over again, the Word of God says, listen, praise the Lord and give thanks to His name because He's good. Because His mercy endureth forever. You're like, listen, preacher, I got it the first time. No, you didn't. If you got it the first time, He wouldn't have put it in there again. And again, and again, and again. Why does He repeat Himself over and over? Why is it the psalmist decided to start so many songs with this truth? Because that's the reason we give thanks. It's our motivation. Realize how merciful God has been to you. And maybe tonight, you look at your life and how good you are. Maybe you look at how good you are compared to the rest of the world and how good we are compared to the rest of some people out there and think maybe God's given you what you deserve. I got news for you, friend. You do not want God to give you what you deserve. Praise God. Because He's good. For His mercy endureth forever. But what if I sin tomorrow? What if I get to my mom's house on Thursday afternoon and I'm a glutton? I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying that's not going to happen. What if I get mad at work next week and say something in anger to somebody? What if I don't treat my wife and my kids right? What if I just lose it at Walmart? His mercy endureth forever. Oh, so that's a license to sin? You Baptists, you think you could just live like the devil? No, it's not a license to sin. It's a reason to give thanks. Psalm 30 and verse 4, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. We need to remember the holiness of God. We are motivated to give Him thanks because of what He's done for us, because of who He's put in our lives. We are motivated to give Him thanks for His mercy that endures forever. But we just need to give thanks because He's holy. Because of who He is. And look at this one with me, if you would. In the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 5. In verse 18, some of you may know it by heart. If you like to highlight in your Bible, it'd be a real good one. First Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. Read a little bit about a young lady named Corrie Ten Boom. Her and her family were in the concentration camps during World War II, and the conditions there obviously were horrible. But their particular place where they housed Corrie and her sister and a whole bunch of other, they had them packed in there, their particular place was infested with fleas. Just infested. And they were horrible. And she began to complain about the fleas, but her sister said, the Bible says we should give thanks in everything. And so she kind of argued about it a little bit. Finally, she relented and began to give thanks, even for the fleas. And it wasn't until they were set free from that concentration camp that she fully realized what had been going on in other places there, and much of the torture and much of the abuse that other people suffered in that camp they escaped because the officers and the soldiers wouldn't go anywhere near that flea-infested place. That irritation, that horrible situation, God used it to protect Corey. And she gave thanks for it. Now, I want you to get it. I think there's something to this. That first word doesn't say for. It says in. Do you see that? I don't know that there's we ought to be thankful for everything that happens or for everything that goes on. But in everything, we ought to give thanks to God. No matter what situation we're in, no matter what calamities come our way, we ought to be thankful to God no matter what our situation is. Well, how can you do that? Because no matter what situation I'm in today, I'm going to be in heaven forever. In everything, give thanks. The direction, the motivation, and lastly, the operation of our thanksgiving, of giving thanks. If we go back to our text in Psalm 92, in verse 2, he says, "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound." And so he gives us a little picture here about how this is to go about. And I want to share with you some other verses about this, but listen to this. Psalm 140 and verse 13, "Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence." Psalm 140 and verse 13, "Surely the righteous shall give thanks." Well, who are the righteous? There's none righteous. No, not one, preacher. That's right. Till you get saved. And then you put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You're clothed with His righteousness. So who are the righteous? The redeemed, the saved, those who have been born again by Jesus Christ. We are made righteous in Jesus Christ, justified through Christ. And so, if you are made righteous through Jesus, you will give thanks. If you don't have a heart to give thanks tonight, you better check your heart. If you're not thankful for who God is, what He's done, and what He's going to do, you need to check your heart. So how do we go about giving thanks then if we're going to do it? First of all, I want to say that we give thanks together. Psalm 106, verse 47, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto the holy name and to triumph in thy praise." The psalmist said, "Gather us together out of the heathen. Bring us together, Lord, as your people." And back then they gathered together at the temple. Today we gather together as the church. And when we come together, we ought to come together to give thanks. This is not the place to grumble. It's not the place to murmur or complain. And if you want to know where the place to do all those things is, don't ask me. I don't know where it's okay to do that at. This is the place to give thanks. We come together to give thanks to the holy name of God. And we can visit. We can talk about sports and weather and hunting and shopping and whatever else you want to talk about, and that's all good and well. But our purpose when we get in this place is to give thanks to the name of God. Amen. We gather together. But we don't just give thanks when we're together here. I mentioned it a moment ago. We need to give thanks in front of everybody out there. Amen. 2 Samuel 22:50, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name." 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 8, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." So it's not just when we gather together. It's not just about people like us out there, but among the heathen. In other words, we're supposed to give thanks to God and make His deeds known everywhere we go. One of the ways we do that is by praying before we eat. And I think you ought to pray before you eat. I think you ought to do it at home, at church. I think you ought to do it everywhere you go. Hey, listen, we ask the Lord to bless our McDonald's. That takes faith. Amen? I'm not sure whatever nutritional value it is, but I'm trusting the Lord that He's going to do something to it. No, we're going to give thanks. I heard about an old farmer. He came into town, and he stopped at a restaurant in the city. And he sat down to eat and bowed his head to pray, and he wasn't trying to make a show. By the way, you ought not try to make a show. We're not Pharisees. It had to be a big deal. Everybody look at me and how spiritual I am. No, just you don't have to be ashamed of it either. But just right there, visibly, publicly, bowed his head and asked the Lord to bless his food and gave thanks for it. And there was a group of guys over here, and they started making fun of him and laughing at him and really just being jerks about it. And they said, hey, old-timer, is everybody out in the country, everybody out on the farm, pray before they eat like that? And the old man never looked up or anything. He said, no, the hogs don't. Hey, God's people ought to give thanks. Hey, that's a great way to have a testimony for the Lord. We went through a drive-thru today. Shocking, I know. But I noticed as we were pulling away from the drive-thru, two guys, they'd been out hunting, or they just liked to wear camo. And both of them had their hat off and their heads bowed praying before they ate their food. Amen. And I thought, that's awesome. Amen. Not a big deal. Not a showy thing. I didn't see when I'm standing up in the seat with his head bowed and, you know, I thank thee, Lord, that I'm not like the rest of these people. It wasn't anything like that. Just hat off, head bowed, and giving thanks publicly. Amen. Hey, listen, it's not just that, praying for your food. It's verbally, publicly, intentionally giving thanks. Amen. Hey, listen, when somebody asks you how you're doing, that's a great opportunity for you to give thanks to God. Now, you could tell them about everything that's wrong. And maybe you need to. Maybe they need to know what's wrong with your second little toe. You just never know. But maybe it's an opportunity for you to tell them how good God has been to you. Yeah, God's been good to me. Has he been good to you? Well, let's tell people. So how do we do this? What's the operation of our giving of thanks? Well, first of all, because we're saved, you got to be saved before you can give thanks. And when you are saved, then we give thanks when we're together. Then we give thanks when we're outside the church. And just a couple other things you'll notice. 1 Chronicles 25:3, it lists off a lot of people getting ready to worship, but it says that they prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. And in our text, it talked about using these instruments, the instrument of the 10 strings, and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. And just one of the ways that we worship is with music. One of the ways we give thanks. That verse I read said that they prophesied with the harp. What's that mean? It means that they proclaimed the goodness of God through music. That's what our music ought to do. Our music ought to be about giving thanks to God. Our music and our singing in this church and the playing of instruments, all of it ought to be to the honor and glory of God, and the purpose behind it to give thanks. So we do it through music. We also do it through sacrifice. 2 Chronicles 31 and verse 2, Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. Listen, the sacrifices they made, we know that there were some sacrifices made for atonement, but there were sacrifices that were made just to give thanks to God. Just to give thanks. They gave something up to give thanks. By the way, we take up the offering. When you put money in the plate, you're not giving it to me. You're not giving it to the preacher. You're not really giving it to the church. What you're doing is giving it to the Lord. And that offering ought to be an offering and a sacrifice of praise to God. God, thank you that you provided for me, and I want to give a little bit back just to give thanks. They're offerings. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that is the poorest of us can make, and be not poorer but richer for having made it. Gratitude, it's something the poorest of us can make. The sacrifice that we can give, and it won't make you poorer when you give gratitude to God. It'll make you richer. Lastly, you see the timing of it. When should we give praise to God? When should we give thanks? In our text, in Psalm 92, verse 2, it said, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm 119 and verse 62 says, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." When's a good time to give thanks? I guess about right now. Now would be a good time to give thanks. We ought to start our day giving thanks to God. We ought to go through every moment of our day giving thanks to God. And we ought to pillow our head and close our eyes at night giving thanks to our God. I think you ought to get all the practice you can giving thanks to God. Because listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 30 and verse 12. "To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and be not silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." You know what we're going to do in heaven? Well, we're not going to die. But forever, we're going to give thanks. And you know what? 10,000 years we've just begun. And there'll still be, it'll still not be enough to give thanks for what God's done for us. Listen, I hope you're encouraged in your heart tonight to give thanks to the Lord. That you get the right direction, that you remember the motivation, and that we'll be faithful in giving thanks when we come together and when we go out there. That we'll give thanks through our music and we'll give thanks through our sacrifices and giving, and that we'll give thanks in our testimony to the Lord. And as we get ready for an invitation tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand with me if you would. And I want you to think just a little bit more about one of the things we talked about. I want you to think about that giving of thanks out there. I want you to think about the testimony that it gives. I want you to think about the witness that it is when you just give God credit for the good things going on in your life. When somebody asks you how you're doing, you just tell them how good God is. Or when you go and you are on outreach, and you knock on somebody's door and you invite them to church and you say, "Man, God's really been blessing down at our church at Calvary." And you give thanks. Listen, we've all got so much to be thankful for. Amen. We need to tell the Lord. And we need to let everybody else know about it too. If He's convicted your heart about anything tonight, I want to challenge you to come. And there might be somebody here tonight. You're not 100% sure if you were to die that you'd be in heaven. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross to pay for your sin and my sin, the sin of the whole world. And when He died on the cross, He was buried, He rose again 3 days later, and He conquered death and hell and the grave. And we can have eternal life when we just believe in Jesus. We repent of our sin, we ask Jesus to forgive us and to save us, and He gives us everlasting life. And if there's somebody here that's not 100% sure about their salvation, I want to invite you to come and be saved tonight. And if you are saved, God's convicted your heart about your thankfulness, I hope you get your heart right with the Lord tonight. Give Him thanks for all that He is as we sing.
Page 514.
Number 514.